Watch Guillotine's Mother FCKR, Colorado Dem Operative Reveals Violent Agenda Should Trump Win. By Dylan Gwynn on October 13, 2020. Project Veritas has released video of a Colorado Democrat operative and prominent member of a radical leftist organization, revealing the violent and potentially murderous plans of the militant left should President Trump win a second term in office. Chris Jacks, a trainer and mentor at our revolution protests and a member of the executive committee of the Colorado Democratic Party, made it clear that he will do everything morally acceptable to prevent Trump's re-election this year. "I am going to do everything morally acceptable to win. I will lie. I will cheat. I will steal. Because that's morally acceptable in this political environment. Absolutely. We are pirates on a pirate ship." Jacks added, "I want to make this point very loudly and very clearly. I said it nicely before, but I'll say it more curtly now. 2020 is a political revolution." Project Veritas used hidden cameras and microphones to record Jacks speaking openly and graphically about leftist plans to thwart the re-election of the president and possible violent courses of action should Trump be re-elected. "We've been following Chris Jacks for a long time. We first met him during the presidential primary race. Now, we have caught up with him in Colorado," said James O'Keefe, founder and CEO of Project Veritas. Jacks explained how politically motivated violence from the left could be justified at election time. "Christopher Jacks, I think the right wing has a monopoly right now on strong, violent rhetoric, and I think they underestimate how many people on the left are organized, trained, armed, and ready to go should they decide to do their shit, and I think all it will take is our numbers and a reminder that yeah, there's a reason you guys feared the communists more than you feared the Nazis." Journalist: "So, you think the right wing?" Jacks: "They're a bunch of beaches. They're BTCHSS bootlickers, man." Journalist: "Who's the people on the left though?" Jacks: "Doesn't matter. We have the army already. We're gonna show up in numbers. We're gonna show up in mass." Journalist: "What do you think about like Antifa?" Jacks: "Antifa's great, man. I think it's a Charlottesville dude. When you got people marching in the street, running people over in SHT like that, you got people firing guns, trying to provoke SHT. Yeah, even people there that are willing to stand between them and ordinary people." Journalist: "Yeah, I like that hit the streets type mentality, you know." Jacks: "Yeah, no, and there are definitely times for it. I just don't think it's that awesome thing that's one of those cards you have to have in your back pocket, man. Martin Luther King wouldn't have been as successful if it wasn't for Malcolm X and Nation of Islam, Black Panthers, all of them doing their thing too." Jacks spoke even more explicitly about violence, should President Trump win re-election. "I'm gonna be in my garage, right next to my gun safe, all night long, on the 3rd, because that is how seriously I take this stuff," Jacks said. Jacks also highlighted the need to activate armed leftist groups such as the John Brown Gun Club, who draw their inspiration from the failed 1859 slave liberation revolt led by abolitionist John Brown. "It's incredibly scary," he said. "You know it's gonna be like at that point, you know that's when you gotta find like the John Brown Gun Society people. You know there's gonna be, just look at every its history, right? Should the situation escalate into outright civil war?" Jacks spoke of the need to recruit military veterans to fight for the left. "Well, when it comes to civil war, violence type stuff, there's always military guys. Like former guys that stand up for the right thing when that time comes. Then we gotta get some of those type people involved," he said. Specifically, to really change the country with violence, Jacks said it would be necessary for revolutionaries to target billionaires for assassination. "Christopher Jacks, if you want to do some Versailles shit, if you want to do some Antifa shit, you really want to change this country that way, with violence, there's only one way to do it. You gotta get people that are close to billionaires and start just, random billionaires start turning up dead. And nobody knows what the FKS going on. Nobody knows. Nope, I don't know. They just turned up dead. And just three or four of them is all it's going to take. All it's going to take is a pattern of I don't know man. I don't know what happened. Just showed up that way. I walked in. That's how it was. That's the only way that's, You do that to 3 or 4 people enough to say that this is a pattern. And this is why, draw a dollar sign on their desk or whatever you do, that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a strategic hit against the 1% that's in charge, cause that's who it is. Killing random Nazis in the street, random F-King bootlickers. Journalist, but like who are those like 3 or 4 billionaires right now that if it went to that? Jax, doesn't matter. Journalist, doesn't matter who. Jax, doesn't matter who, I mean Bezos at the top of the list. Journalist, who? Jax, Bezos. Jax also described how fear tactics benefit his revolutionary objectives. Jax, but they ain't stabbing mother effers like they used to. They don't have to though cause they used to stab people. See? And that's all we gotta say. Guillotines mother effer. That's all we gotta say. Option A, what I'm proposing. Option 2, slicey bois. What are your choices? Which one do you want? Journalist, what do you mean? Guillotines? Jax, unions have power because they used to stab mother effers. They used to bury people beneath giant stadium. We have power. Populist uprisings have power because we used to kill people. We used to hang people from gas stations. We used to cut off their heads. We don't have to actually cut heads. We just have to say that we're willing to cut off heads. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants a slicey boy. Nobody wants one of those. Though, Jax made it clear that the targets of his revolution would not be limited to Republicans and or conservatives. To him, moderate Democrats would also have to be dealt with. Half of the struggle that I have isn't with Republicans, it isn't with the right wing, Jax explained. It's with effkin moderates in the Democratic Party with all these people that are just scared of Trump. Oh my god. I'm so scared. I got to do something, which is show up and piss off leftists. Despite his concerns about moderate Democrats, Jax made it clear in the video that he believes Joe Biden would cooperate with the agenda of the radical left. Joe Biden was presumably left-wing, and he's got a functioning signing hand, Jax said. As long as there's progressive legislation that comes across his desk, I am confident we can occupy his house. We know where he'll live, and yeah, he wants to veto Medicare for All. Let him veto it. He's never leaving that house again without protest.